G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, February 15. I'm John Barker. We've got a full panel this week. Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall both here. Some pretty exciting stuff this weekend, Joel, if it all goes ahead, which it obviously a lot of it didn't last weekend. But I guess the highlight is definitely Flemington, where we've got both the Group 1 Lightning Stakes and the 2 3-year-old 1400 metre races, and the Colts version is an absolute cracker.
Indeed, yep. The Lightning might not be much of a betting race, but we get to see Nature Strip back to where he's basically unbeaten, isn't he? Just they can't get near him down the straight. So he's $1.50 and will probably be winning. The CSA Stakes, though, that three-year-old race you speak of, what a clash. It's really only missing Super Seth, who was sort of earmarked to go there, but they've elected to wait and go against the older horses next week in the Futurity, which probably makes sense. He's already a Group 1 winner, so Group 3, it's not going to mean much to him. But it's left us with Catalyst, Alligator Blood, Delisand, three big guns, Chenier, if you believe the hype about this bloke, sort of 12 months ago, he was the next best thing, and he's going to go around about 15-1, and Soul Patch is pretty talented himself. So yeah, that's the highlight of the day for me.
And Daniel, even the fillies, the TAB Vanity, seven last winners there, should be some reasonable value if you can find the winner. I think, mind you, yeah, there is one there that's fairly short in Catlin.
Yeah, well, that's right. I think it's a pretty good betting race, that Vanity. If you just don't necessarily like the fare, I think she's short enough, 250. But yeah, a few of these taking on group level for the first time, and a couple smart ties resuming up at the top of the page. I think it's a really good betting race, and I think I'll be having a bet on a couple each way. But Sydney as well, hopefully weather isn't too bad from now until race day. There's some very good races there as well.
Alrighty. We'll start at Flemington, though, and we'll take you through the black type. And the first black type race is the race three. It is the Tlindit Stakes, 1,100 metres, set weights and penalties, and big field to face the start here, Joel, down the straight.
Yeah, sure is. Look, I'm going to stick with number eight, Toscanini, who I'm a bit of a fan of. Just whether 1,100 is going to be far enough for him. Back to the 1,000 was the negative in the Diamond Preview, and he sort of got shoved back in a pocket when Hanseatic went round him, but really liked the way he finished off. He was hitting the line really hard, so I'm happy to back him at 20-1. To beat three, Mr. Cashman, excellent on debut, form has held up, runner-up, probably should have won the English Millennium yesterday with a bit of luck. 12, Ole Kirk, very interesting runner out of a sister to Black Caviar and All Too Hard. All Too Hard won this race on debut. His jump out's been pretty solid, but not much market support for him, so I guess we'd watch that for more of a push. And one, Mildred, hard to leave her out. She got under my guard a little bit, and a lot of people, $13 first up, but it was a good win. She's just got to tick 1,100 metres off now.
I like the look of Award winner, the 14, the Exceeded and Excel filly. I really liked a Bendigo debut. That was back in December. She ran up the field and beat A Beautiful Night there, then went for a freshen up for about 5 or 6 weeks. A Beautiful Night then come out 1-2 her next two starts. Last start in the preview, Award winner, got a long way back and hit the line okay. Up to 1,100 metres, I think, is a bit of a tick. And yeah, I do like the look of her. I think she's going places for sure. The two in next, Nitrous, hasn't really had a great chance his last couple of starts. Excuses there. I think he's a talented colt. Three, Mr. Cashman, Mooney Valley win was very good. And the 15, River Knight, put away after the Sandown debut, crossed the line with a way game, finished two lengths off Hanseatic in that Merson Cooper listed race. Can make a case for a few more. 14, 2, 3, 15.
Well, Mildred didn't get under my guard first up. I did tip her, and she got the money there. And I'm sticking with Mildred. As you say, Joel, needs to run out of the 1,100. Needs to give weight to the Colts as well. So there are a few queries, but Graham Begg absolutely flying. Pioneer River, I've got him for second, unraced, very expensive. River Knight for third, one start, good form out of that race. And for third, I put in number two, Nitrous from the Snowden camp. Well, the race that is almost, well, I think is the race of the day, and that is race five, the C.S. Hayes Stakes, is the next of the black type races. And I guess the question, Joel, is how good Catalyst?
Yeah, I think he's extremely good. He was rolled on debut off a good trial, and ever since then he hasn't tasted defeat. Just love his action. I'm a bit of a novice when it comes to sort of watching horses and telling the difference between a good one and a bad one. just looking at their action, but yeah, there's something about him, and he I think will be winning. Yeah, very keen on him. I think he'll live up to the hype. Alligator Blood, well, there's no real knock on him. He's a winner too. Only one defeat as well, 8 from 9, and that defeat was in the shadows by Super Seth, and nothing wrong with that form. So it's a great clash. I think those two will fight it out. Soul Patch, listeners will probably know I'm a fan of him, and he was very good through the spring. He didn't have a lot go right in the Caulfield Guineas, so he wouldn't totally shock if he got sort of somewhat close to them. And 8 Chenier, as I mentioned earlier, big raps on him, but we haven't seen him for a while. First up, 1400. You'd probably think there's some improvement in him, but no, I'm all in with the Kiwi.
I don't think I'm as keen on Catalyst as you do. I think he'll win. He's on top anyway for me. Breathtaking sort of wins in New Zealand, and really keen to see what he can do against some of our better 3-year-olds here. Alligator Blood in next form in Queensland, sort of been moderate, beating moderate sort of horses, but still been winning well. All he can do is win, and that's what he's been doing. I think those two fight it out. 4 and next, Dallasan can improve on the first up run, and the 6 Spend might be one throwing the exotics. 1, 3, 4, and 6.
Yeah, love Alligator Blood, but I'm with Catalyst, and as per Joel, I've made him the bet of the day to beat Alligator Blood, Soul Patch, and I got Dallasan in for 4th, 1, 3, 5, and 4. The other black type, or at least the big one, the Group 1, is Race 7. It's the Black Caviar Lightning, 1,000 metres, 750,000, and no one can hear of Nature Strip getting beaten here, Joel.
Yeah, he's just about impossible to tip against. You know, his straight track record and all that just makes him, you know, the one to beat, clearly. And, you know, we're talking about a couple of sort of genuine Group 1 horses in Red Zell and Loving Gabby up against him, but he should be winning. I think Loving Gabby's the Quinella play. 1,000 metres is short of her best, but with the 53.5, and she chased him home first. Chased him home at the end of last preparation. So I think she can fill that second spot again. 1 Red Zell in for third. Well, his first up record is just outstanding. And I've thrown Tefan in for fourth. Number 6, the Moroni mare, who needs to step up, but she could well do so. She finished the spring on a pretty high note.
Yeah, like Joel, I'm with that VRC Sprint Quinella. Nature Strip was too good for Loving Gabby that day, but they were terrific on the day. The trial from Nature Strip in Sydney, it was outstanding, I thought. And yeah, down the Flemington Straight, he's terribly hard to go against. So the 2 on top of the 7, Loving Gabby. 1, Red Zell, first up record, hard to ignore. And 6, Stefani, I think a mare on the rise. 2, 7, 1, 6.
Major strip for me, the words of caution that I've got in winning post and best bets this week. Don't think anything's led all the way in the Lightning since General Nadim, which was a while ago now. And Nature Strip, I know horses don't know what price they are, but 4 of the last 5 times he's been at less than $2.50, he has finished unplaced. Redzel for second, Gitra third, Loving Gabby fourth, 2, 1, 4, 7. Last of the black type at Flemington is race 8, the TAB Vanity. It is the Phillies version of the CS Hayes, which of course has registered name as the Debonair. 3-year-old Phillies, 1,400 metres, Group 3, Joel.
Yeah, I lent the wave number 1 pretty brazen. She's got the penalty, but she had a good spring. 3 wins from her last 4, culminating in a win against the boys in the Sandown Guinea. So I've lent her away from number 9, Catalan. Looks pretty smart. Has just sort of taken, well, baby steps, really, maiden, and then into a Class 1 at Newcastle. But, yeah, she put them to the sword there, so I think she can measure up. 4, Palmy. Sort of pretty honest sort. Needs to step up here off a little bit of a freshen up, but Stable seem to want to talk her up, so I'll include her. And 8, Swing and Boom. Does need to improve. Similar to Catalan, hasn't been as impressive as her, but 2 from 2 this prep, and should be competitive.
I'm with the 2, Ficino, on top, and I like her at each way price. I like the fact she's kicking off over 1,400 metres. I think she'll steadily get out and trip this preparation. Of course, she ran 4th in a listed race last prep over this trip. I really like the jump out at Caulfield. She was having a good time, but she was sort of set out to chase a runaway Jetstar in that jump out. So I was given a good hit out that day. As I said, 1,400 metres first up is a tick for her. A fresh record reads quite well. So at each way odds, she's worth a bet the two. I think the eight Swing and Boom is worth a smaller each way bet. Going through the grades, nice, of course, is much tougher than what she's been facing, but in two wins, this preparation, she came for a long way back off a leader bias track and won at Cranbourne, then at Sandown sat three wide and was still good late in a pretty handy three-year-old benchmark 64 in town. So I think they're both worth each way bets at double figure odds, a two and the eight. The nine in next Cardolin, she can't take the price about her, but she's obviously very good, and the one pretty brazen in next 2891.
Went for one, made my value bet, in fact, Lunar Light, number seven, has to step right up from South Australian class, but does at least get in without any penalties. And all those wins, there's been a lot of merit in all those wins, either very strong or doing it fairly tough. So we'll see how tough she is when she comes up against these. Catalan, the favourite for second. Swing and Boom, third, and Fashino, fourth, so 7, 9, 8, and 2 for me. You've had my best and value bet, which was Catalyst, race 5, number 1, and Lunar Light, race 8, number 7. Joel, your best is Catalyst, race 5, number 1. Your value bet, though, comes up earlier.
Yeah, and we've spoken about that as well, Toscanini in the Talon Dirt, so he's my value in the 2-year-old, and just a bit of a roughie in race 2, number 10, Global Sanction, I reckon might be worth a look at 30-1. Had the third best last 600 first up. Straight to 1600, I think, will suit. No weight, Graham Begg stable flying. Did start favourite against Paint the Town 2 last preparation. Meets her 8 kilos better, so I think she's come up over the odds.
And Daniel, we've had your value bet as well, race 8, number 2 for Shino. Your best, though, comes up in the last, and that is Admiral's Joker, number 2.
Yeah, love the return of this guy last week in the 1100 metres. Fast race, a distance short of his best, but pretty versatile type. Up to the 1400 metres is much more up his alley. Second up last prep, beat a pretty good field. Roxa Castle was second that day, and sort of did it with a bit in the tank. So up to the 1400 metres, second up, both ticks. I thought that's around the $6 mark, worth a good bet. Race 9, number 2, Admiral's Joker.
Royal Randwick, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. As we speak to you on Thursday afternoon, later to Heavy 8. What's the forecast, John?
I think there's some more rain still to come, and Randwick being Randwick, don't think it's going to improve a hell of a lot. So I think we'll be working on heavy.
Alrighty, well, as at Flemington, the first of the black type races is a listed event for two-year-olds. This one's over 1,000 metres and in fact was held over from the abandoned meeting at Warwick Farm last week. It's race 4, Dali Lonro Plate.
Yeah, tough race. I don't know if Dame Giselle should be $2. She certainly looks very smart, but I just thought that price was a bit short. I've led the way of Sentimental. I'm not sure the 1,000, coming back to 1,000, that's a bit of a query, but I think she'll handle the wet, and I thought she'll be better for that first up run. She'd had a bit of a break off the debut and it was pretty good, just no match for a away game, which is a pretty strong form line. I thought, yeah, she's come up $16, $17, I thought was over, so I'll lean her way from 7, Dame Giselle. Her form last prep was excellent. She blew them away in the Golden Gift, and of course Selzebier was behind her that day. One Destination, Godolphin have won this race 4 of the 6 runnings, this Lonro Plate, and he did a good job on debut. And 11, Supreme Idea. Thought she was just okay in the Diamond Preview, but was sort of in a bit of traffic there and wasn't too bad. She was impressive on debut, so I thought worth another chance if you liked her.
Yeah, with Dame Giselle, can't take that price knowing that, $2, but I loved what she did in the first preparation, trials well, and yeah, goes on top, sort of picks herself. The 9 and next Sentimental, like Joel, I've got a bit of time for her, no match for a away game, but worth an each way play in this, I think. The 10, Ticket to Ride, chased Rulership last start. Rulership has come out run a cracker in the Blue Diamond Preview. And the 14, Tight Ropes, I think over the odds, probably should have finished a little bit closer in that same race behind Rulership. The run under a belt there, I think, worth throwing into wider multiples. 7, 9, 10, 14.
Race 5 at Randwick on Saturday is the Celebrations Southern Cross Stakes, 1200 metre Group 3. And Mick Bell has seen that forecast and he has taken that Jungle Edge up to Sydney, where he's performed well in the past. Jade DeRose retains the ride after a slightly surprising win first up, but just capitalised on that wet track. Certainly going to be wet enough for him up there. Joel, can he get the job done?
Yeah, look, well, he's no stranger to travelling up to Sydney. 13 goes he's had at Randwick, just the one win, but he's got seconds to Pirata and Redzel. third and an all-aged, so when they take him up there, it's usually for a wet track, and he just always runs well. So I'm with him, 59 kilos and all. Six Special Reward, I think it's probably the hardest to beat with the 53. He was pretty good first up, and he raced sort of a bit more genuine there. Prior to a break, he had his first run the Sydney way, and he just didn't quite handle it, but he looked better last start. So he's probably the danger. Two Cascading I've got a lot of time for, and his trial was excellent behind Bivouac. Just, not sure first up 1200, even though he was very good in the Show County first up last preparation. So look, it wouldn't totally shock me if he was just a bit classy for them late, because he's very smart, and five Desert Lord next best.
With Desert Lord on top, I just thought at the price, it was worth a play, $758. A really talented gelding. His first up today, first up form's mixed. He has one first up, but generally does take a run or two. But I really like the trial. Was given a soft time there, sat on the speed and wasn't taken out of first gear. Wet track form was very good. He's come back, hopefully come back a better horse this time around. He got a lot of time for him, and hopefully he can reward connections with a Group 1 this prep, but certainly within his reach. The one in next, Jungle Edge, reasons outlined. Six Special Reward, very consistent. Very consistent horse, and does have second up form, winning two or four, and then in for fourth, Cascadian. Keen on Desert Lord at a price, 5162.
Across to race seven, it is the TAB Light Fingers Stakes for three-year-old fillies over 1,200 metres. A Group 2 Joel, and your selection is at big odds, and we can read all about it in your interview with Brad Widdop in Winning Post this week.
Yeah, look, happy to have Akari on top. She was $13 off the noms market on Tuesday, and then the new market went up at acceptances and she was 31. So not sure what happened between Tuesday and Wednesday, but I think that's crazy odds. She's got to step up to the plate, no doubt. But she couldn't have done much more in the spring, and I thought she was a bit underrated. She won well at Randwick and then went to Flemington and wide all the way. It was just a tough effort and a bit of form. You know, it was a pretty decent race, a bit of form out of that already. So look, at 30s each way, I'm just thought that was irresistible. Four Libertini's an absolute jet, we know that. Yet to win on soft or heavy. She had three cracks at a soft too. But she's performed well, so she can be hard to beat. Three Flit, not messing around this prep. Blinkers on first up, and the blinkers with the Medaglia d'Oro's usually work a treat, so a bit wary there. And I've thrown in the stablemate to Akari, Darling Point. She's also in at Canterbury Friday night. Hasn't been scratched either way yet, but Brad Widdop gave me a pretty strong push for her. Thinks she can win a good race this prep, so she's 150-1. Throw her in your tries.
Yeah, really keen to see the return of Libertini first up, of course. Third Nat Coolmore behind Exceedance and Bivouac, and that Coolmore forms stood up okay. The horses have run out of Vertical Alabama Express, the main one, winning the Group 1 last week. Only beaten by some very good horses last prep. Libertini won't be a big betting race for me, but she's on top. The 5 and next, Missile Mantra. The 1,200 metres first, that might be a little too nippy, but she's got the class to be thereabouts. I'll be following her this preparation. Flit and Kiyomichi, the two Godolphin runners, in for third and fourth. 4-5-3-1.
Race 8 at Randwick is the big one. It's the Aquis Apollo Stakes, 1,400 metre weight for age Group 2. No Winks this year. Does Happy Clapper get his chance? You've got him somewhere in there, Joel.
Yeah, well, you've always got to include him in the mix. You know, he's 9 years old now, so the best is he's not getting any better, put it that way. But he's a chance. I've gone with number 2, Dreamforce, who's been quite well backed in the last couple of days. Very unlucky this day last year, first up. That was in the 1,200. And then he won the Tramway first up in the spring, 1,400. Put three lengths on Tiapia Shark. Did have the on-pace pattern of the day to suit, but nevertheless, that was a good effort. He's never won on soft or heavy, but he's run second to Brutal in a Doncaster, so he handles it okay. 9, Very Elegant. Well, she loves the wet. And look, she took a little while to get going in the spring, and I don't think we ever saw her at her best. She just won the Hill Stakes, and I'm not sure Samet Out really ran the 2000 out. So her spring was a bit below what we expected, but on wet ground, she seems to really excel. 8, Elise was good first up. Suggested she had another good campaign ahead of her, and Happy Clapper, hard to leave out of your numbers.
Yeah, Lisa just bumped into another one of these brilliant three-year-olds and standout first up, but I thought her run was quite good off on the back of one trial. Will certainly benefit up to the 1,400 metres and goes okay second up too. So hard to pick against Lisa, I would have thought, with most of these resuming. 2, Dreamforce, Really liked his trials, and he is a horse that does fly fresh, very elegant, will love the wet. And in for fourth, the one, Happy Clapper, 8-2, 9-1.
It's a 10-race card at Randwick on Saturday, but race 9 is the last of the black type, and it is the Robrick Lodge Triskay Stakes for mares 4 years old and up at Group 3 level over 1,200 metres. And Joel, we find your value bet up against Daniel's best.
Yeah, number 6, Resin, for me. She really goes to another level on wet tracks. Her form in the spring was okay. She tackled the boys first up, didn't have a lot of luck second up, probably should have got close to Tofani, and then finished again down the straight. So it was a couple of poor runs down the straight, so we can forgive those. Thought her trial was really good, and as I said, all her wet form is excellent. So happy to have her on top, and could certainly save on Fiesta. They're both 10-1. Fiesta was very good first up in the spring against the boys behind Deprive, and then Red Zell run was sort of just okay, and then she was good at Newcastle. So I think she can run well. One Real in Ruby's a real talent, has the top weight and the wide draw, but she'll run well. And 10, Dawn Dawn, didn't have a lot of luck first up and hit the line hard behind Roheron. But you can make cases for many of these, and there are a few good wet trackers in it.
Yeah, big fan of Real in Ruby. She's first up today. She should have won first up, I thought, last preparation here at Randwick. Shaded by the stablemate there, but with even luck, she would have won that. The trial was very good. She sort of cruised home and was taking grand off Fiesta to finish third in that trial. Nature Strip won the heat pretty easily. 1,200 metres first up here. Wet track form reasonable. I just really think she'll take the next step this preparation. And $7, I'm keen to have a big crack at her. So the one, Real in Ruby, on top 5. Puritakawa, a mare I've got plenty of time for. I think her have a very good preparation. 6, Resin, and 4, Fiesta. Well, as I mentioned, trialled well in that same heat as Real in Ruby. 1-5, 6-4.
Okay, Joel, your value bet was Resin, race 9, number 6. Your value bet we haven't your best bet we haven't covered, that's race 6, number 3, Mongolian Wolf.
Yeah, he's come up $11 or $12, so I might be off the mark here with the best bet. But I thought he was very good first up, really attacked the line, ridden for one last run at them, and Nashua Willa Sticks, barrier 6, 1600. I think they'll probably, ride him cold again, because that seemed to work. And he does really like wet tracks. So, happy with him each way.
And Daniel, another one that you've written about this week is your value bet comes up in the last race, 10, number 6, Persuader.
Yeah, always underrated, this mare, the Zoustar mare. She's won some big races at big prices and almost won a listed race at Sunshine Coast Cup last start. Just sort of peaked on a run there late. Back to the 1,300 metres, Michael Kent Jr., the co-trainer I interviewed on earlier in the week, he couldn't have been more effusive in his praise for Persuader. I reckon she's going as better as ever and looking as better as ever as well. So for that reason, they've chosen to pick the benchmark 88 over the Triskay, probably a good option considering the strength of that field. But I think she'll run a ripper of a race. Persuader again, adapt on wet tracks, and $17, that's just silly odds, I think. So race 10, number 6, Persuader.
Alrighty, they're racing on the course proper at Morfordville, and there is a listed race. It is the race 8, the Holdfast Insurance Birthday Cup. Daniel, and you're with a horse that's strung some wins together either side of a spell, and that is the Sue Murphy trained Haster Lawar.
Yeah, I think Sue Murphy will be targeting some good races with him this time in Haster Lawar, and why wouldn't you? He's obviously 10 starts, 6 of them wins, and strong picket fence together. Very good first up, beat a pretty handy enough field at Murray Bridge first up at 1600 metres. Will only improve into this. So on top, Haster Lawar, I think Rising Red is one throwing into the multiples. Haster and Young bring a runner to Morfordville. I think you take notice. Tougher race last start at Caulfield, but was good 2 back at Flemington in an open handicap. And I think other chances are worth giving to 2. We take Manhattan and 6 Rockerell, but 5 will be hard to beat Haster Lawar.
And your specials come up earlier in the program.
Really keen on Dark Alley. I think he's my best all afternoon across the country. He's a very progressive stayer for the Paul Pruska stable. That win at Geelong did it easily. They sort of just ambled up to the leader there and put the race to bed in a matter of strides. Those two put about 7 lengths on the rest of the field. The third and fifth horse out of that race have come out in place of their next start, and the second horse, Sublime Miss, has won well at her next start. I think he's a stayer going places up to the 2,040 metres today. Ticks a lot of boxes. I think he should be favourite instead of the current favourite, Illusion, from the McAvoy stable. So Dark Alley, one to back on Saturday and one to follow this preparation.
And your value bet race 2, number 6, Classy JB.
Yeah, did a lot wrong first on debut. Sort of got caught in traffic around in the corner. I was racing Greenlee, proving a bit of a handful for Siren Fork. He had to sort of get him right to the outside, probably about 7 or 8 wide, and was sort of out of the screenshot at the top of the straight, but really knuckled down and finished the race off stylishly, despite racing Greenlee for much of the race. I think there's plenty to like about that debut run, and I really like the trial prior to that debut run. So at $16 in a reasonable field, probably deserves to be each way odds, but I think well over the odds at $16. Classy JB, race 2, number 6.
Big fields as usual at Eagle Farm, and being Eagle Farm, at least we know it's going to go ahead no matter how much rain they get. Marked us off 5 as
a good four,
as we speak to you. I must have had a lot of rain. Must be Noah's flood up there because we've got it in the soft range at the moment. Yeah. Your best comes up in race 7, number 15, In Gear.
Yeah, taking on the older horses after mainly racing a 3-year-old company in the last few, but I think she's well placed in this. Pretty moderate field this. She's bumped into a smart one in Baroda and a past couple, and Guntontes and Sugar Boom earlier. So those are quality 3-year-old horses down at the 55 kilos. I think she's ready to win and hopefully can put this field away at $3. So quite keen on her. She's my best all day in Brisbane. Race 7, number 15. And the value comes up in race 4. Pretty handy 3-year-old race here. Likes a better reflection, Jagged Edge. Last start winners. Look, you can make a case of a few of these, but I just thought Patama or Betty Aimer at the price, 20-1. When I last looked, it was just over the odds. She trialled like a jet first before the first up run. Fresh records, 3 starts for no placing, so wasn't expected a fire fresh necessarily. And she was okay there, was sort of in the worst going there. Draws wide here, it's a bit of a disadvantage. We get Stephanie Thornton back aboard. And 20-1, I think she run a race and worth a nibble each way. Race 4, number 4.
Racing at Ascot in Perth on Saturday, and they kick off with a couple of ordinary maidens there for City Saturday fair. But later on, they have a couple of listed races. The first of those, race 5, the Cyril Flower Stakes over 1,200 metres. BJ's value bet for the day comes up here. Number 5, No Fuss, to beat 6, 1 and 8. Race 6 is the Challenge Stakes over 1,500 for 3-year-olds. And BJ likes number 2, Superstorm, to beat 1, 5 and 7. BJ's best for the day, race 8, number 9, Special Choice, who I believe might be then headed over to make a very add to what looms as an absolutely mouth-watering Australian Guineas. Earlier in the day, Joel, they're racing at Ellerslie. It's Avondale Cup, Avondale Guineas Day.
Yep, so Avondale race has their big meeting at Ellerslie, has done the last sort of 3 or 4 years. Lava Glow is my best, race 8. Number 11, 3-year-old filly. There's a couple of 3-year-olds here over the 2100 against older horses. Her last run was excellent. Slow to begin, gave away a massive start and ran on strongly for fourth. I think she's desperate for the 2100. So she can win this and make a bit of a claim for the Oaks and the Avondale Guineas. I made my value bet in this race, Tibetan. He's a maiden, but he's run well in some stakes races. He was second this course and distance 3 back. They've dropped him back in distance last couple, just sort of ticking him over before they get to the Derby. He back out to 2100. I think he can run well. The favourite, Dragon Leap, is very smart. He was scratched last week from the Waikato race, from the Waikato Guineas, with an elevated temperature. Never like to see those setbacks, but he is pretty good. I just thought Tibetan would be really strong at 2100. And Ascot Park down in the South Island at Invercargill. My best is Panzer, race 7, number 4. And my value is Fine Bouquet, race 10, number 14.
All right, so that wraps up a massive Saturday of racing around Australasia. And we just only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday. Friday night, another doubleheader, Moonee Valley and Canterbury. Saturday, all our usual coverage. Sunday, we roll into Colac Cup Day and the Country Championship heat at Nowra. Plenty else besides, or plenty of great reading, all your favourite features. Still only $5.50. Best $10 bet for the weekend. I'll kick us off with just picking up the ones and twos here. Turn our 20 to about 60. We go Catalyst, all up Nature Strip at Flemington. Joel?
Well, I was just going to go Catalyst, and that makes me look a bit soft, it and does. You've got the all up. So, well, we need a bank for that, so let's go Moonee Valley. I like this two-year-old in the first race. Could be a long weekend if this gets beat. Masseuse. I like the name. She's out of the filly called Ah. Mm-hmm. So well-named, and she looks to have plenty of talent. I've liked her jump out. So load up into her, then take Barks's all up.
Look, Paul Pruska is a very talented stayer and surprise baby in the stable. I'm not saying this bloke will reach those sort of heights, but he's very good himself, Dark Alley. I think he'll be winning and winning well at Morpheville. Race 4, number 6, my 20 on him at 3:30.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.